much more have you got to do?
Well, with Tony on the clamp...
Is he okay?
Yeah, he seems to be. If the weather holds, we'll finish Wormuts by this evening.
Well, that's good going.
Which just leaves the silage in Coombe Bell to pick up tomorrow, and then we're done.
You won't forget the display boards, David. The ones we use for Hassett Hills during farm visits.
What am I doing with them?
Dropping them at St. Stephen's this afternoon.
Oh, do I have to?
They need them down there.
Yeah, but while we've actually got a break in the rain...
The bird talks this evening.
Well, they've got loads of display space.
Linda wants our boards for information about the Churchyard Wildlife Project.
Oh, all right.
She's going to say something about it after the film, and so is your dad.
All right, I'll take them.
I promised Usha I'd remind you. She's helping set up, and I don't want to let her down.
Mum.
She's had enough to put up with from our lot lately.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
I can't begin to understand what Shula was thinking of.
Me neither.
It's bad enough talking to the Echo in the first place, but to be so obnoxious on Friday.
Well, we've only heard Usha's side.
What other side is there? How do you defend bad-mouthing someone to the papers?
Well, she was stupid ever talking to the journalist.
Normally I'd have a lot of time for your sister. But if you'd seen how angry Usha was yesterday...
Mum!
I know.
Can we go?
The rally doesn't start for an hour, Pip.
Yeah, but if we're picking Jonathan and Izzy up first...
That still leaves plenty of time to get to Young Farmers.
I don't want to be late.
You're not getting nervous about the competitions, are you?
No. Yes. I'm petrified.
You'll be fine, Beck.
Remember, keep it simple when you're ranking the dairy cows. Body structure, shape of udder.
I know.
And check the condition of their feet. That's what a lot of people forget.
I'm going to.
I think what Pip's really worried about is the disc competition.
Oh, Mum!
Hey, what's that poor dandelion ever done to you, love?
Oh, hi, Alan. It's not just dandelions. I've got bindweed spreading everywhere.
Bindweed?
This stuff.
Oh.
Turn your back on the garden for 5 minutes and suddenly it's everywhere.
Hang on, there might be a homily in there.
How did the service go in Edgley?
Oh, not a bad turnout. Ted and Mary Stapleton collared me afterwards. That's why I'm late.
What did they want?
Details of the bird event. There's a few coming over from Edgley tonight.
Oh, that's good.
Though, if you're too busy to help out after lunch...
No.
I'm sure Linda can get the church ready with Bert and Phil.
We said we'd set out the tables and chairs. They can concentrate on putting information...
Yeah, but if you're busy dealing with bindweed...
Alan, I'm not going to hide away because of malicious gossip and poison pens.
I'm not saying you should, love. Only that I'd understand. No, if this wants...
I won't let myself be frightened.
Quite right.
I want us to be seen together. We're not going to be intimidated.
I shouldn't have asked, should I?
Though, since we're talking about Shula...
Do
you know what really bothers me about what she said?
Just about everything, I gathered.
The way she betrayed you.
Oh?
You told her some of my family weren't happy with the engagement in confidence.
Well, very much so.
And she throws it in my face like a knife. Who else has she told?
I must admit, I was very disappointed she used that against you.
Disappointed? How can you ever trust her again?
Well, love, I hope... Well, I'm sure she knows she's let herself down. She's probably regretting what she said already.
Well, good, because she's got an awful lot to regret.
And Jonathan's gone with her.
Izzy couldn't manage on her own. They're getting drinks and burgers for all of us.
Well, he'd better get back for the result.
It'll be a few minutes yet, Pip.
Not that long. The judge has got one more competitor to talk to, and then it's decision time.
How do you think you did?
Well, it was pretty easy choosing the best. She's got a really strong udder.
I know the one you mean.
She was in a good condition for a Holstein, not just a hat rack.
And what about the other three?
Well, that was harder. I changed my mind a couple of times. But the judge, he's called David too.
I know.
David Morton. I told him my third choice would have been my second, except she had a nasty scar between the claws on her hind foot.
So you took your dad's advice to check?
Well, you could see he was pleased I noticed. I think he was, anyway.
A couple of competitors made their minds up far too quickly, you know.
Maybe I should have ranked her fourth. Oh, I don't know.
Look, it's too late to worry about it now.
But what if I missed something?
You looked as though you were being really thorough. I'm sure you've done well.
I hope so. Oh, look, Mum. He's stopped talking.
Oh, he's going through his notes.
Come on. Who's won?
No. Keep the table there a moment, please.
What?
Okay.
Now, let's have a little think.
Linda, this is quite heavy.
Oh, Put it down a second.
No, that's not right either, is it?
Isn't it?
No, not if the screen's being set up here.
Oh.
Well, we'd be better with the table this side.
Oh. Not easily done. Come on, Alan.
It'd be much more convenient for trying the telescopes and binoculars.
Slow down. Oh, tripping me up.
Sorry.
At least I assume that's what Patrick will want.
About here?
Come on, this'll do. Mind if it...
Unless we put all the optical equipment in the porch.
Well, it's probably safer having everything inside.
Perhaps you're right. You did say there was another table available.
That's right.
Well, look, can we get it in a minute, Linda?
Please? Oh, well, if you'd rather I asked Bert and Phil...
No, it's all right. I'm just catching my breath.
Well, there shouldn't be much longer. And if you need to get off, Alan, I know you're very busy.
Oh, don't worry, we are happy to see to the tables and bring out the extra chairs.
Ah, we're going to need somewhere to put the sunflower hearts and the other bird mixes.
Oh, Patrick giving the talk?
Yes.
Well, should be good then.
Then there'll be a few comments from Bert, Phil and myself about the churchyard project. Mm.
Patrick was interesting on the dawn chorus walk.
He's bringing some books as well, then?
Oh, yes, a whole range of stock. Books, feeders.
I'm more interested in the binoculars, thanks. So just since I had a decent pair.
Well, why not treat yourself, Alan? There's so much to spot at this time of year. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed seeing the red kite.
Oh, well, its mate is still active around Leader's Wood.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Robert and I saw it on Saturday. We can only hope it pairs up again.
Yes, a dreadful business for poor Will, wasn't it? So many people thinking the worst of him.
Yes, it must have been.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the film tonight.
Now, what is it again?
A guide to identifying garden birds from songs and appearance.
I'm hopeless on bird songs.
Yeah, me too. Beyond the obvious.
Oh, well, there'll be a few of us looking for enlightenment. I expect there's going to be quite a crowd.
Well, I hope so. I want the whole village to see St. Stephen's as an asset, not just the churchgoers.
Are we expecting anyone from the Echo or the Westbury Courier?
No.
Oh, what a shame. There's no better way of spreading the word than the local press. I am so sorry.
It's all right, Linda.
I expect the last thing you two want is to see someone from the Echo walk in.
Well, I may thump them with a cuddly owl if they do.
It didn't seem a big enough event to inform them.
No. Will either of you be coming to Pat's meeting tomorrow evening? About making Ambridge a transition village?
Oh, I definitely won't be, Linda.
Oh, you sure?
Well, I'm afraid I've got a very crowded diary.
What a pity. Well, it's just that a few of us are getting together at Bridge Farm to set up a steering committee.
Oh, anything that encourages the responsible use of resources gets my vote.
Those are precisely the issues we're looking at, Alan.
Unfortunately, I'm seeing my church wardens in Darrington. But I'd like to know how it goes.
Honestly.
What?
Jonathan.
Where's he gone now?
Over there.
Aren't those his friends from school?
Well, that's not why he's gone over.
No?
He wants to be as close to the stage as possible.
I didn't realise the winner had to do a routine again.
Well, it doesn't always happen. It's only because everyone cheered her so much.
It was a very impressive dance.
Yeah.
And you were very good as well.
I didn't even make the dance off.
But you did well where it counts, in the stock judging.
I was only second.
Out of eight, which is excellent. Especially as the lad who won looked a good bit older than you.
I suppose.
It's a much more useful skill than dancing.
Mm.
So remember to congratulate Izzy for winning when she comes off stage again, okay?
I have already.
And maybe you could be a little more sincere this time?
Well, it would be a lot easier if Jonathan's eyes didn't keep popping out of his head whenever he watches her.
But she is a good dancer.
He's not interested in her dancing. It's what she's wearing. Or not wearing.
A pip?
Well, it's true.
No, it isn't. You should have heard him while you were on stage. He thought you were great.
Really?
He can't understand why you weren't in the dance-off either. He thinks you should have won.
Well, I know he said that.
He meant it. He was cheering so loudly for you, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, I heard him.
It's obvious he's got a real soft spot for you.
Mum?
He has!
Do you think so? Really?
Yeah. So you don't need to worry about Izzy, okay?
I wasn't.
Oh, look, here she goes.
Woo! Go, Izzy! Go for it!
That should be be enough chairs at the side, shouldn't it?
Yes, I expect so.
There are a few more in the vestry, Linda.
I'll get them if we need them.
Right, right. Well, we'd best get moving. I'll be back for the talk after Evensong in Pennyhasset.
Oh, Alan, thanks so much for your help. And yours, Usha.
Okay.
There's still an awful lot left to do, though.
Oh, don't worry. I'll begin on the displays and I'll leave any more lugging about till the others come.
Are you visiting Mrs. Potter before you go to Pennyhasset?
Well, I promised I'd try. Oh, great. Hi, everybody. Oh,
hello,
oh,
David.
David.
Whoa. Hi, David.
Got it all looking very organised.
Yep, Linda's doing a grand job, as usual.
Listen, any chance of a hand, Alan? I've got the display boards outside. It'll need two of us to get them through the porch.
Yeah, all right. I can spare a couple more minutes.
Brilliant, thank you. They're more awkward than heavy, really.
Yeah, I know. It can be tricky manoeuvring through here.
I'll put some of the chairs out.
Usha?
Yeah?
Are you all right? Only you looked rather startled when the door opened.
I just wasn't expecting it.
Oh, I see.
But I'm fine. Thanks.
Well, I just hope that recent events haven't been too stressful for you.
Well, nothing I can't cope with. As far as I'm concerned, the only person who should feel bad about what's happened is Shula.
Shula?
Yeah.
What? You mean Shula was the unnamed member of the pastoral team?
That's right.
Well, she actually
told the Echo there was considerable disquiet in the parish about my engagement to Alan.
No.
Behind locked doors and in public.
Oh.
That came straight from her.
Well, I am surprised, I must say.
Well, I wasn't. To be honest, I should have expected it.
Really?
I just wish more people realised how destructive she can be.
Here, I'll take over putting the numbers down, Alistair.
An important call?
As an engineer, Oliver's got to take it.
Oh, that's fine. This is the last one anyway, Ed. Steady.
Only one more jab, you're nearly done.
Right. Let's get the second measurement.
Well, we've got through them real quick today, haven't we?
That's both folds. 6-6.
Got it. She's 127, did you say?
Yep, that's the last three digits.
6-6. And again, so used to the TB test now, it's almost part of the routine.
Well, let's hope it's not for much longer.
Yeah, too right. Oliver's getting himself in a right state trying to work out why we can't beat it.
Yeah, we'd all like to know. All done.
Oh, good.
I'll get cleaned up, then head off.
Go on! Yeah, thanks, Alistair.
Tell Oliver I'll see him on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Fingers crossed till then, eh?
What's wrong with her, Shula?
That's what I'm trying to find out, Mum.
Am I making it difficult?
No, no, Bella's very placid.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Mm. Her owner had her out for a couple of hours this afternoon. When I walked her back in, her head was up and down and up and down.
Ah, you found something?
Oh, Mrs. Lane can't have noticed. She's picked up a cut.
Oh, dear.
Ah, I wonder how you've done that.
I only wanted to ask if Daniel would like tea with us.
Oh.
We're giving Ben and Josh theirs.
Daniel's staying on at school tonight for kayaking.
That's adventurous.
Oh, it's only a taster session. He's joined the Year 8 Outdoor Society.
Oh, yes. He was talking about that on Saturday.
Oh, we'll soon get you put right, Bella. But thanks for asking, Mum.
I thought we might see him yesterday. All of you, actually. At the talk at church.
Oh, we did think of going.
It was very good. There were over 50.
Oh, that's not bad.
Alan was very pleased. Patrick Thorne gave an excellent talk after the film, and then your father said a few words about the birds in the churchyard.
Oh, I was so busy, Mum. Eddie came to take the muck keep, and well, I had invoices to catch up with.
Oh, well. As long as you didn't feel awkward about going.
No.
I'd hate you to feel uncomfortable at St. Stephen's.
I don't. I was settling a feed bill and chasing up overdue livery fees. I honestly didn't have time.
It's all right, then. It was... well... Elizabeth said Usha had been to see you last week.
Oh, did she?
I was afraid that might have made matters worse. You know, between you.
It was a storm in a teacup, but it's over and done with.
I do hope so.
Mum, there's nothing for you to worry about. Now, I really must see to Bella.
Stack the crates on the ground, Pat. I'll put them in the packhouse later.
Okay.
When does Tom want the van?
Oh, he's coming round with Brenda about 8.
Bang in the middle of your meeting. What do you want it for?
He wants to take the wardrobe. I did ask if they could pick it up some other time.
The joys of unfurnished accommodation.
Yeah, but Will's going to be at number one this evening, looking at the work done on the chimney. And while he's there, Tom and Brenda want to get some furniture in.
They won't thank us if the van's still full of crates.
Helen really need the salad stuff so urgently.
Yeah, it's for a wedding in Lady Green. The caterer's normal supplier let them down.
Oh, maybe they'll come back to Ambridge Organics in future.
Yeah, well, that's why I rushed it over. Didn't even have time for a cup of tea when I got back from Brookfield.
Have they finished the silaging now?
Yep. David and Eddie will be helping start ours tomorrow.
You won't be too tired to sit through the transitions meeting, Tony.
Oh, no, I want to do my bit.
People will be arriving soon.
Caroline might be late. And Oliver definitely can't make it.
Oh, why not?
Or some minor hitch with the bottling plant. He's got an engineer coming out tonight.
Oh, he's just the sort of person we want in the steering group.
Well, he says he still wants to be involved.
Good.
These are the last. He dropped by to apologise.
Well, Caroline can always let him know what's happening.
Yeah, I think he wanted to let off steam, really.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. He started another set of tests today.
Oh, it's so nerve-wracking.
Well, he's convinced that no one's asking the right questions about why we've lost control of TB.
Culling used to be so effective, didn't it?
Yeah, it used to be. He's convinced himself mineral depletion is at the root of the problem now.
In cows?
In badgers.
Well, I know everyone's convinced there's a link, but they've always been around.
Well, not as many as now. And it's more than just numbers. He's found some American research from the 60s.
Where?
On the net. Yeah, I know. Get all sorts of theories on the net.
What's this one?
Well, it was established that if some wild animals don't get enough selenium and iodine in their diet, their immune systems go to pot.
And Oliver thinks it's the same with badgers?
Yeah, possibly. And if you think how widespread maize has become in the last 10 or 15 years...
Yeah, that's true. You hardly ever saw it when we were starting out.
So you've got badgers feasting on a low mineral crop, not being able to fight off TB, reinfecting the herd...
Yeah, but maize is only seasonal.
Oh, yeah. But if you look at that chap in Gloucester, and Oliver told me his name.
Oh, I know.
Well, he doesn't just give his cattle supplements. Twice a year he leaves a mineral and molasses mix outside the local badger sets.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading that.
Yeah, he's in a TB hotspot. But he hasn't had a case on his farm since he started doing that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it might be something or nothing. But I agree with Oliver. It's worth investigating properly.
Good evening.
Oh, hello, Linda.
I'm afraid Robert's not with me tonight.
Oh, dear.
No, he's had a little IT commission from an old friend. And not too early, am I?
Not at all.
No, we were just about to go in.
No, it's just the anti-inflammatories.
Good girl. Nearly done.
Saw Barry earlier. He and Richard Thwaite have signed up.
For the single wicket?
Yeah. So the list is starting to look more healthy.
Hmm. Have you finished with her now?
Yep.
Good girl, Bella.
She'll need walking 3 or 4 times a day.
Right, I'll tell Joanne.
Should be a noticeable improvement within 48 hours or so. But you were right to ask me to take a look.
I didn't think it was much of a cut at first, but she was limping so badly.
Oh, it's quite deep. No, she did it.
I phoned Mrs. Lane to ask. She said Bella stumbled near Hayden Brook. She hadn't realised it was anything serious.
Yeah, she must have caught on something when she went down.
Then, right at the end of the call, something awful happened.
It's good of you to stay on, Linda. Oh, well, it won't take long to run through what we decided.
Oh, I thought that went very well.
Yeah, better than I expected.
Mm.
So, Caroline, Cathy and Nigel, as well as you, Pat, form the steering committee, and probably Oliver as well.
Oh, what a team, eh?
And I'm happy to continue as committee secretary, if that's what you'd like.
Please.
Yeah, it's very handy having someone take notes.
Yeah, I'm so relieved we had some volunteers. I was afraid everyone would think I was nuts and leave me to it.
You did very well, Pat. We've even got the start of some subcommittees.
Are you sure Robert won't mind?
Oh, no, no. He told me to use my initiative. He'll be more than happy to look at waste and recycling.
Oh, and I liked your idea about car sharing, Linda.
Oh, yes.
Well, seems like plain common sense to me.
And me.
We've got so many commuters to Borchester and Felpersham in the village. Why not set up a registry of drivers willing to share?
Yeah, people soon get interested if they think they can save money.
Any thoughts on how you'll go about it, Linda?
I think I'll see what other places are doing first.
Well, I've got some useful contacts.
That'd be helpful. Then I'll look for some pioneers here, perhaps through the village website.
And Susan was keen.
Oh, yes.
I never really thought of her as being particularly environmentally aware.
Well, she's not, in an abstract way, but if she thinks it'll help stop Ambridge becoming overdeveloped...
Oh, she had a few choice things to say about the AD unit, didn't she?
Oh, I see she hasn't actually put her name down for anything.
No, I'll ask her.
Still haven't got anyone to look at education. And Robert's going to be on his own with recycling.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get more volunteers once things start happening.
That's the key, isn't it? It's all very well waffling about the need to change energy use. The big step is making real changes.
Oh, yes.
So, before the next meeting, I'll try and come up with some practical ideas, like the car sharing or fruit tree planting. Something hands-on.
Yeah, but tonight hasn't been a bad start, Pat. You've certainly got the ball rolling.
There you are. Not too much tonic.
Thanks. Did you look in on Daniel?
He's fine.
Not still on his computer?
Reading in bed.
Oh, it's time he was asleep.
Oh, he won't be awake much longer. That kayaking's worn him out.
Do you think he'll take it up?
Maybe. His Eskimo rolls sounded like fun. Sit back, Shula. Relax properly. Still wound up?
Wouldn't you be?
What exactly did she say?
Oh, I don't want to go back over it again.
Come on. If it's going to ruin your entire evening, I'd like the whole story this time.
Well, as I said, I rang about the cut to see if Mrs. Lane knew where it had happened.
And she explained about the stumble at Haydenbrook?
Yes. Then she said, I hope you don't think I'm being nosy, but is it true you're the person quoted in the Echo? And she mentioned the article about Alan and Lucia.
Word gets round fast.
Well, at first she was very sensible and friendly. She said she was pleased to see that someone had spoken out.
Because?
Because the engagement raises important questions about faith. That's exactly how she put it.
Which is pretty much what you believe, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. She was being perfectly reasonable. It was quite nice having someone agree with me for once. After Usha's performance on Friday, I haven't exactly been feeling Miss Popular.
But it didn't stop there.
No, no. We were rounding off the call and she said she'd look in on Bella later in the week. I promised to keep her informed. And then, just before she put the phone down, she said, these people squirm into everything, don't they? It's good to see someone taking a stand against them. I was so stunned, I didn't say anything, and that was it. End of call.
Get those kind of idiots.
She said it because she thought I agreed with her, that I'm against the engagement because Usha's Asian. I nearly rang straight back and told her to take a damned horse out of livery.
If we only worked with people whose politics we like, we'd both lose half our business.
But suppose everyone else thinks the same, that I'm a racist?
Of course they don't.
No?
No one who knows you, really knows you, would think that for a minute, Shula.
Well, Mrs. Lane obviously does. Who else with her?
Susan were there as well.
Yeah, she seems very keen to be involved.
I don't know how she'll find the time.
There were nine of us all together, counting Helen and Tony.
Oh, that's good, Pat.
Oh, it was such a relief. I had visions of sitting by myself all night.
And it went all right, did it?
Yeah, we came up with some excellent ideas for local transport use.
Oh, they want to sort out the buses.
Decided who'd take responsibility for looking at local foods, recycling, that kind of thing.
Are these the last of the blackcurrant for the chill room?
Yes. All right. Once Susan and Linda had finally stopped picking over the problems at St. Stephen's.
Oh, with Alan's engagement?
Yeah, the whole rumpus with the paper.
Hey, you know, Shula was responsible for some of the quotes.
Yeah, that was the first thing Linda said last night. Susan nearly fell off her chair.
I never thought it had been her going behind Alan's back like that.
I presume Linda told you as well?
No. I heard it in the shop this morning. Osha was telling Emma. Oh, she didn't seem to mind who heard her neither.
Have you ever seen such an enormous chocolate cake, George? Right, that's it. Let's see what Granny's cooked for our tea. Right, get down careful. Oh, good boy.
Will!
Oh, mustn't forget the cake, my sweet. Or the DVDs.
Will! Hello, George.
Hello.
I'm glad I've seen you.
Yeah?
Yes, it's, well, it's about the red kite.
Oh, that's all been dealt with, Linda.
Yes, I know. So I feel it's only right to clear up any misunderstanding between us.
Misunderstanding?
Yes. Now that it's apparent, your assistant was responsible for poisoning it.
Can we go and find now, please?
In a minute, George.
So, although I was right to assume responsibility lay with the chute, perhaps I was a little injudicious with my words.
You pretty well accused me of doing it.
No, I didn't go
and
that
call me
far.
A liar.
No, I... Well, as I recall, Will, intemperate words were spoken on both sides, but I apologise. Yes, you were untruthful. That was wrong of me.
Yeah, all right.
I should have realised it can't be easy for you, keeping track of an old hand like Malcolm.
What? Are you saying I can't do my job?
No, not at all. Simply that allowances should be made for your inexperience.
I don't want allowances made. And I'm not inexperienced. There was a problem on my shoe. I sorted
but will
it. So I don't need anyone else sticking their nose in, telling me that I'm not up to it.
That's not what I'm saying.
Come on, Georgie. Want to carry into the house?
Should keep the air out till tomorrow.
Yeah, then we can start all over again. Oh, get it right up to the wall, Eddie.
Okay. That's it covered.
Right. Well, let's bang on some tyres.
Are you busy later, Tony?
Well, I'm not going to have time for a pint, I'm afraid.
Oh, me neither. It was more a little favour.
Oh, yeah?
In return for me helping cover the clapper.
Oh, might have known there was a reason you offered. Can you sling these on?
Yeah, sure. With that Farm Sunday coming up.
What do you want?
Well, you know we're opening our field for it.
Yeah.
All official. We're doing a proper risk assessment.
Oh, you've got to these days, haven't you?
Our Edward's found a website. Shows you how to do it.
Make sure the corner doesn't flap up.
Right. It says you're best having a friend with you when you make the assessment.
What for?
Oh. They see things you don't, I suppose.
I guess it's for insurance.
So, what do you say to coming along for half an hour this evening?
What exactly would I have to do?
Oh, nothing much. Tick a few boxes, that's all.
Go on, Georgie. I cooked them for you special.
See? I've nearly eaten all my fish fingers.
I'm not hungry.
Look, your daddy's cut them up nice and small for you.
Who about a drop of sauce on them, Georgie, eh?
Well, no, Joe, don't give him brown sauce. He don't like it.
Oh, well, maybe I'll have a touch more myself, then.
Oh, William, see if you can get him started.
Don't you want any, George?
No.
Oh, what about your beans, then?
They're the ones you like.
I'm not hungry.
Joe!
Have you got a poorly tummy?
No, it ain't that. I know what's stopping him.
What?
Well, if you don't want your fish fingers, I bet you got room for some chocolate cake.
Yeah.
I showed him in the car. That's what he's thinking of.
Joe. Well, he ought to have something proper first.
It don't matter this once, man.
Yeah, go on, Georgie. One little forkful. Come on. Oh, don't you pull that face at me.
Oh, all right, William.
Evening.
Oh, are you busy, Dad?
What's it look like?
I'll put a plate over yours, Eddie.
Oh, sorry, I'll have it late enough.
Here's the fish finger train about to go into the tunnel. Oh,
blimey. Sure, you got enough sauce there.
It's the way they mix the bottles.
Oh, dear, the tunnel's closed. Aren't you going to open it for me, Georgie?
No, you won't eat it, Mum.
As soon as you've finished, I could do with a hand up at the field.
Doing what?
Smarting it up. Tony's coming up later to do our risk assessment.
Oh.
He agreed.
Yeah, happy to help.
It's all right, Georgie.
Yeah, well, we'd best shift the roll of barbed wire then.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Let's have some cake in Grandad's room.
Yeah.
And a chainsaw in the cider shed.
William.
Down you get.
No, but he ain't even tried.
Well, I want him to enjoy his time with me, Mum.
Yeah, but...
That's why we're going to watch our new cartoons with the cake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Adam?
Oh, hello, Pat.
Saves me going to the house, finding you here.
If there's anything important, you might still need to. I'm just grabbing some ear tags for the deer.
Oh, well, it was you I wanted.
Huh?
Yeah, I had wondered if you or Alice might have come to the transition meeting last night.
I knew it was on.
Oh, it's very good. Do you want to be kept in the loop for future activities? I'm sure Robert would appreciate some help looking at local waste and recycling.
You could try asking Alice.
You're not interested?
Not really.
Oh. Well, I thought after our disagreement over the AD unit that you might...
It's good of you to ask, but...
Ambridge doing its bit to save the planet doesn't seem worthwhile?
Of course it does. I was involved with quite a few conservation projects in Kenya.
I know. That's why I thought you'd be interested.
But what I've realised since coming back, I want to use my time more effectively.
Sorry?
Well, when you operate on too small a scale, you only have a marginal effect.
I don't agree with that at all.
It's what I think.
Get enough people involved and small changes in energy or land use soon add up.
We're not to solve anything important.
That's not true.
But you know the figures, Pat. We're not going to feed and house 9 billion people in 30 years' time by having a few more cyclists in Borsetshire.
There's an awful lot more to the transitions idea than bicycles.
I'm sure there is, but you're still thinking too small. The world needs to change much more radically.
I agree with that.
With agriculture at the forefront. We won't achieve anything by going low tech.
It's not the level of technology. It's whether it's sustainable or not.
It's about producing much more from the land we already farm.
How? By intensive farming? Pumping in chemical fertilisers?
By being efficient, maximising yield. I'm all for not relying on artificial fertilisers.
That's something.
If we can develop cereals that fix their own nitrogen, for example.
Use GM crops, in other words.
Look, I know your family's got a history of fighting them.
We certainly have a conscience about how we farm.
If GM crops put food in future generations' mouths, let's do it.
That's taking farming in totally the wrong direction.
Being able to meet people's needs?
No, by depending on technologies whose long-term effects we don't understand. That require high inputs from limited resources. It's a dead end.
No, lower inputs.
I'm not convinced about that.
Basically, we both want the same thing.
I don't think so.
When you strip out everything else, we're both in farming to put food on people's plates.
That's a bit rich coming from you, isn't it, Adam?
I don't see why.
If your digester ever gets going, you'll be growing a lot of your crops simply to make a quick buck from selling energy. And, I repeat, I don't see how that feeds anyone.
Fuel storage, chemical hazards, not really applicable.
And you've looked at everything else, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So, in your opinion, Grundy Field passes muster, do it?
Can't see any real risks to the public.
Of course not.
As long as you do something about the cider press.
Oh, don't worry, we won't let the kiddies get their fingers near it.
They're the pigs. Barbarella will have the piglets.
Yeah, the kiddies will be closely supervised round them, don't you worry.
Well, then it all looks okay to me.
Yep. Thanks very much, mate.
Well, that's everything. I'll get off for my tea. I'm starving.
Much appreciated you coming up here.
Any time.
See you, Tony.
Well, that's another little obstacle out the way.
Yeah. We'll have to scrub the cider shed out properly, mind.
Oh, well.
That's where Clary's going to be serving teas.
Yeah, that do. We want some plastic chairs and all.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, put them outside of it, sonny. Very continental.
That's not a bad idea. But still don't seem right to me.
What do?
Well, with all the hard work we're putting in, we ought to be able to charge an entrance fee.
Oh, Eggie.
Why not?
That's against the true spirit of Farm Day.
Is it?
We're meant to be encouraging folk to learn about the life of the countryside, especially townies. Entrance fee might put them off.
Oh, I suppose so.
Though a parking fee when they do come is a different matter altogether. Eh? Especially if they can't see how much it is till they've parked up, eh?
Anything in the post, what?
No, I don't know yet. I haven't caught my breath all day.
No. Well, the biggest risk I could see is one of Eddie's whistling gnomes dropping on someone's foot.
Mm-hmm.
At Grundy Field. Don't know if they'll get many up there, though. Maybe for the ferret racing.
Oh, no.
Pat?
That's ridiculous.
What?
He's from the Borough Council. About an application for planning permission.
For the AD unit at Home Farm?
No.
Well, let's see. Thanks. Notice is hereby given...
It's impossible.
What? They want to convert our pack house? Have a four-bedroom house across the yard?
It's completely absurd.
Yeah, well, of course it is. I know the estate can be bloody-minded.
It can't be right.
Well, it's got our details on.
Surely even Matt wouldn't do something like this. It can't possibly be true. Someone must have messed up at Rodway's.
Why?
Well, even if he is capable of doing the dirty on us...
Yeah, quite easily.
Lillian wouldn't let him, would she? Not to her own family.
Well,
at the very least, they'd have said something about it. We'd have heard by now.
Yeah, you'd have thought so.
Look, we're not going to panic, Tony. There's no other explanation. This has to be a mistake.
Go on.
In you go.
Go on, don't stop there.
It's going to be tight getting to Home Farm, David.
How long have we got?
20 minutes.
Oh, that's all right.
By the time we're out of overalls...
Oh, it's the own silly fault if we're late, Ruth. Go on, in you go.
9 o'clock's a daft time to start.
Yeah, well, it's office mentality, isn't it? 9 to 5. That's Matt and Annabelle for you.
We should have made more of a fuss about it.
No, no. First meeting with Borchester Land involved. Got to create the right impression.
Well... I have to fix the gate if we're bringing people through on Farm Day.
Yeah. Or else put up a toll booth to charge for parking.
Let's leave that to the Grundys, shall we?
Perhaps I'm running fast.
No, your watch is right, Annabelle. You've just entered a different time zone.
They'll be here any minute.
Farm time.
Mm-hmm. Livestock don't operate to a strict schedule, Matt. They're very unpredictable.
Yes, so's life, except for Annabelle and me, knowing we've got very full days after this.
But it doesn't matter.
Which is why we scheduled an early start.
David would have rung if there was a problem.
Well, perhaps while we're waiting, Adam, you could update me on the progress we're making with grants for the digester.
The applications are in.
Oh, yes. Yes, we've done all that.
So where's the money?
It's available, theoretically.
Theoretically?
But there's still some doubt how the grants will be paid.
Oh.
Marvellous.
Probably through the Water and Resources Action Programme, but no one's sure yet. The bureaucracy's a nightmare.
Yeah, the trick is to work your way round the bureaucracy.
That's easier said than done. And there's just as much uncertainty about the protocols for the digestate.
The digestate? Didn't Dr. Who fight them?
Adam's referring to putting the residue from the digester back on the land.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not clear whether we'll need a special licence for that, though it shouldn't be a major stumbling block.
Hallelujah.
What other stumbling blocks might we be up against?
Well, the biggest question concerns the rocks. The renewable...
The renewable obligation certificates. That one I do know. The pat on the back power generators get for using renewable energy.
Yeah, it's not fully established whether the electricity we sell is going to earn double rocks.
If it doesn't, it's going to be a lot less attractive.
It'll definitely impact on its level of appeal.
This should all have been sorted out by now.
I entirely agree, but we're not the problem.
Sorry.
Are we late?
Not much.
Nice of you to turn up. Hope you brought your Ouija board.
Sorry?
Adam's been telling us nobody in Ambridge Heaton Power knows anything about anything. Maybe we can get some help from the spirit world.
I've been outlining some of the areas we need to address.
Well, more than that, Adam, you've spelled out it's time someone here picked up the ball and ran with it. Don't you think?
We don't often see you at Rodway's in person.
There's usually no need, but I was in town making deliveries.
Oh, do sit
and
down.
And there's something I really want an explanation for, Graham.
What's that?
This letter.
The application's in to sell electricity to the grid.
But there's been no feedback.
We're still waiting to hear from the DNO.
The DNO? We've got more letters flying around here than a kicked over Scrabble board.
Distribution network operator.
The setup our electricity has to go through.
And they're sitting on their hands.
They're processing the application.
They're deciding whether there's enough capacity, if the local infrastructure can cope.
Well, surely they know already.
They've got procedures to follow.
Well, they might hurry up if the right person spoke to them.
Matt, we're as frustrated as you are with the delays.
I thought I was bringing BL into a going concern.
You are.
It just takes time.
It seems that getting planning permission was the easy part.
Ah.
Well, if I might come in here...
Yeah, please do, Animal.
There's something that's been puzzling me.
Don't worry, the permission's quite secure.
Yeah, no. It's the size of the scheme we're going for. Why? One that can take waste from the food industry.
Because it's not feasible.
I estimate we'd be able to double our profits.
Believe me, we don't need to revisit food waste.
Why not? Annabelle's raised a fair point.
Carl ruled it out almost immediately. Remind me, Carl is...
The consultant from the AD company.
When he said that, did you consider approaching anyone else?
What's the point? He told us the local roads weren't suitable for transporting imported waste.
So let's get a second opinion.
But he was quite definite about it.
And he may be right, David, but equally, we might find someone with a more positive attitude who can see a way of resolving the difficulties.
Annabelle has an impressive list of tame consultants.
Well, I can think of one or two people worth approaching.
Hold on. Who says we even want a bigger unit?
Yeah, we can't start mucking about with the size of the digester now.
Why not?
Because we'd be going back on what we said at the village meeting. Wouldn't we, Adam?
Well, we were pretty clear about what we were proposing.
Very clear.
And the chances are that that's still the size of digester we'll end up with, but isn't it worth exploring the possibility of upsizing?
Well, we don't want the planners thinking we change our minds every 5 minutes.
Well, I'm happy to word a resubmission so they won't.
If we don't go for food waste, someone else will, David. Do we really want to stand by and watch them take our profits?
The size of the digester was the one thing we had got settled.
Yeah, I can't say I'm keen to change.
Well, since the unit's going to be on home farmland, I...
Adam?
Well, I know we agreed, no food waste, but perhaps we ruled it out too quickly.
That's what we were advised to do.
It may not have been good advice.
There are obvious commercial benefits if we can take it.
We'll have the village up in arms if we double the size of the plant.
Not necessarily. This could be the best way of answering our critics.
How?
Well, Pat's main argument is it's wrong to use up food land for energy.
Yeah, that's only a part of it. There's a lot of livestock waste as well.
But it does seem odd. Growing maize specifically to put in the digester.
Taking food waste will lessen the percentage.
Gives a nice greener tinge to the whole project, if you ask me.
Well, so is the meeting happy for me to at least make a few discreet inquiries?
I'm all for it.
Adam?
We're not committing ourselves to anything just by asking.
Of course not.
Is that all right with you two?
I suppose it'll have to be.
Good.
Well, all right, it's fine to get more information, Adam, but you need to talk this through with Debbie before making your mind up about expansion.
Well, if that's it...
That's really all I could suggest, Pat. You and Tony need to find your tenancy agreement.
I can't believe there's a clause like that in it.
As I explained, it's not that unusual. If the landlord can get planning permission for any part of
they
the farm...
They can actually ask us to quit that part? It's completely iniquitous.
I think you'll find it's what you've agreed to when you took on the tenancy.
We never imagined something like this. We were renting the whole farm, not expecting to see it chopped up piecemeal.
It's only one building. That's all the estate wants to convert.
The pack house is a vital part of our business.
If you're not happy, you can always lodge an objection with the planning committee.
Oh, we will do.
Or even address the landlord directly.
Oh.
You seen to the water troughs?
Yeah. Want to catch up here before I help Tony silaging.
Throws you out, doesn't it? Having a meeting this early.
Yeah, especially when it doesn't go very well.
Oh, the whole way back, I've been thinking of things I wish I'd said. But Matt and Annabelle were so quick, you don't have time to respond.
They're quite a team, aren't they?
They're obviously used to working together.
And Adam wasn't much use.
But to be fair, I can see what you meant about pacifying Pat.
You should have waited, though. You should have talked it through with us first. And Debbie.
It would have been nice to present a united front. Sean Borchester Land, we won't be bulldozed.
Well, once Adam started getting wobbly, Matt took it as a green light to push for a bigger project.
It probably won't come to anything. A different consultant won't make the roads any wider, will it?
That's true.
You don't think there's anything to say for a bigger plan?
I don't know, Ruth. I just remember the meeting in the village hall. What's everyone going to think if we go back on our word now?
Since you weren't answering your phone last night...
Yeah, we were out. Come through, Pat.
And I know I haven't got an appointment.
Oh, don't worry about
it. But this won't wait.
If I can clear anything up.
It's about the pack house.
Yeah, thought it might be. Can I get Sandra to bring something in? Tea, coffee?
All I want is an explanation.
And you shall have one. Go ahead, sit down.
I've already spoken to Graham Ryder.
Why not make yourself comfortable?
I'm not worried about being comfortable.
It'll help you calm down.
I simply want to know what the estate thinks it's up to.
And I am going to tell you, but before any explanations, I owe you an apology.
Oh?
So.
All right.
There, that's better. You sure about the coffee?
Oh, no, thanks.
I'm assuming you've received notification we're looking for planning permission.
It came yesterday. Totally out of the blue.
Which shouldn't have happened. I am so sorry.
So it is a mistake?
Absolutely. BL doesn't want to go round putting the wind up its tenants.
I knew something wasn't right.
It's entirely my fault.
Oh, well, I'm
I've been meaning to tell you it was coming for days.
What?
Must have been an awful shock.
So you are looking for permission to convert?
Oh, yeah.
You're not serious.
I was determined to talk it through with you and Tony before any paperwork arrived, but... you know how it is.
There's no way the farm can function if we lose our pack house.
Relax. Let me tell you something. Every year, BL puts in for a whole range of planning permissions. That's the nature of our business.
I'm not interested in what else you do.
Some of them get through, quite a few don't. Yours might very well get nowhere.
We'll make damn sure it doesn't.
Look, so there's no sense in getting agitated over something that may never happen.
We're not going to take that chance.
Okay. Okay, I understand your initial reaction is hostile.
I'm not hostile, I'm incandescent.
But when you and Tony actually sit down and see what we've got planned, you'll realise there's nothing to worry about, even if we do get permission. There'll be a completely separate entrance to the new house.
That doesn't help.
With a new wall built right the way around.
A wall?
Yeah, to protect your privacy and the new tenants.
How much more of our yard will that take?
Just enough to keep both parties happy.
We rely on the pack house for Ambridge Organics, our veg boxes, Bridge Farm carrots.
And if there's anything we can do to help with the adjustment, just ask.
Thanks very much.
No, I am personally going to make sure the job's done properly. I mean, you and Tony are virtually family.
Then, as family, I'm asking you to think of our business. Think of our privacy. And drop the whole stupid idea.
Oh, sorry, I can't do that, Pat. I have a responsibility as chairman of BL.
Do you indeed?
I can't let personal loyalties cloud business decisions.
Well, how about this for a business decision? If BL doesn't withdraw its application for planning permission, Tony and I are going to get the best professional advice we can find and fight you all the way.
You can tell they want to be back out, Oliver.
Not yet, girls. We've other business to attend to first.
What time's it, Alistair?
Oh, not for another 10 minutes.
No, quarter of an hour. You've been very quick this morning, Ed.
Well, we don't want to keep the vet hanging about.
No.
Got him in a bit earlier than usual.
Well, did you notice anything while you were milking? Any big reactions?
No.
No, but did you check? No,
well, I ran my hand over a couple of necks. Couldn't feel anything out of the ordinary.
Well, how many did you look at?
Oh, just two or three. I couldn't stop myself. But we're not the experts, are we?
I know.
It doesn't do any good guessing.
All the same, I'm very tempted to go through them myself.
Look, he'll be here soon.
Just to have some idea what to expect.
Oliver!
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
Are you coming up the field this Sunday? Hmm? You know, the Farm Sunday thing.
Huh?
Well, Dad's convinced ferret racing's going to bring the crowds in.
Oh, he's getting that going again.
Yeah. Still deciding whether to charge for parking or not.
Oh, that'll go down well.
Won't it?
Well, you better hope Linda's car sharing doesn't catch on before then.
What?
She wants more of us to share cars when we go into Borchester, or indeed anywhere else.
Eh?
Well, that's very sensible, really. Part of making Ambridge a transition village.
Who wants to be stuck in a car with Neville Booth? Especially if he's been at the pickled egg jar again.
So you didn't feel any bumps at all?
Like I said, I only stroked a couple of them. Doesn't really tell you much, does it?
No, I just wish it was over and done with.
Well, I had another chat with Grandad last night.
Hmm?
Well, you seem to be taking this idea of his about not enough minerals quite seriously.
Yes, I am, Ed.
So?
I mean, we'd pretty well wiped out TB in the 60s, and now, well, now it's rampant again.
Yeah.
So, you're starting to come round, eh?
That still seems a bit weird, I've got to say that. Putting more dandelions in the pasture.
Yes, but if it works.
Well, yeah, if it does, why not give it a go?
I mean, it's only one person's experience. You know, that farm manager.
It sounds like he's gone into it, though. He's done his own work.
Yes. Well, at least it gives us a bit of hope.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, come on.
Well, do you want me to give him a ring?
No, he's not late. It's just, you know.
Oh, come on, Alistair.
I was going to drop it off later, Jill. Then I saw you both in the garden.
Trying to rescue the delphiniums.
Did you enjoy the book?
Oh, you know me, Phil. Any historical novel with plenty of battlings right up my street.
Well, I'll have to lend you the next one. I've nearly finished it.
Oh, yes, please. Anyway, I'd better...
Alistair?
Yes?
How's Shula coping? I know there's still a lot of tittle-tattle.
She's been very unfairly treated by the Echo.
Well, obviously it's not... Oh, it's complicated.
She'd hate being thought of as a racist, wouldn't she?
Of course she would.
Yeah, but fortunately, she's tough. She's doing her best to forget all about it and just get on.
Some journalists are so unscrupulous.
I'll say. I'm due at Grange Farm.
Oh, better press on then.
Yes. But thanks for the loan.
No, not at all.
Do give Shula our love.
Will do.
I'll call round to see her today or tomorrow.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye.
So angry the way the truth's been twisted.
Yes, it's very unfair.
I may not agree with Shula about the religious issues, but to call her a racist...
It's completely unjustified. Though she has put herself in an awkward position.
She knows she shouldn't have spoken to the paper.
I mean, even Elizabeth yesterday. Oh, can you pass me a steak? Thanks. No, her sympathies were mostly with Usha, weren't they?
She did recognise the Echo was at fault.
Oh, this is a real monster, Jill. Can you hold it for me while I tie round?
All right. Is that okay?
Yeah. Keep it there.
Wasn't Pat in a mood when she went past?
Well, can you blame her?
The pack house is such an important part of their business.
Oh, that's it.
Ah, that's better.
Oh.
It makes the Lupins look very sad now.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing to them next.
At least Pat and Tony are getting some professional advice.
Well, if the Tenant Farmers Association can't help them, who can? Did you say Tony's getting in touch this morning?
Is that the phone?
Oh, yes.
Don't worry, I'll get it.
Okay, that's fine. Release it.
Right. Out you go. Go on, go on.
Well, that's the first five clear.
Ed.
Well, I'm only saying.
Go on now, go on.
Send the next one down, Ed.
Go through. That's it. Go on.
This is just the last three digits.
She's at 127.
One of our best milkers. Stay there, girl. Stay there. It won't take long.
Let's see what your neck's like. We better measure that.
Right. Your calipers are somewhere.
Got them. 6, 11.
Let's see. This is
127.
6, 11. She was 6'6" on Monday.
That's a 5 mil reaction on the bottom up.
Are you sure it's 5, Alistair?
I'm afraid so.
Well, can't you check again? It might only be an unconfirmed.
Ed.
It's a very clear lump, I'm afraid. You're going to have to separate her out.
Right.
Then we'll get on with the rest.
Oliver?
Oh, you should have seen that, Jill.
What?
Neil just marched past with George.
March?
Yes, they were playing soldiers. George was really picking his knees up. He looked very serious.
He gets on so well with his granddad.
Yes, he seems to.
He was helping Neil collect the eggs when I was over at Willow Farm the other day.
Well, that's the right idea. Start them working
Neil
young.
Neil was showing him how to pick up an egg so it doesn't break. He made him walk very carefully with it. He was concentrating so hard.
It's the best thing you can do, giving children little jobs. I mean, ours loved any responsibility like that, didn't they?
Not always. Especially Kenton.
Well, he could be a good help cleaning the car.
Oh, that's true. Now, do you want a hand with the lupins?
Oh, it's too late, Jill. I'm almost finished.
Oh, yes.
Well, you were on the phone so long. Anyone interesting?
Diana.
Huh?
Diana from Sidmouth.
Oh.
The lady we met travelling in San Francisco.
Yes, how is she?
She's very well. Got a new granddaughter. She's had the conservatory put up she told us about.
Oh, yeah.
And she wonders if I'd like to come and stay with her for a few days, the week after next.
Oh. Just you?
She said her sister might be there as well. It'll be all girls together.
Oh, I see. Well, are you going?
But it'd be rude not to give it some thought, but probably not.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, she's very nice, but she does go on rather, doesn't she?
Oh.
Especially about her school days.
I really enjoyed her stories.
Oh, well, yeah, so did I, most of the time.
She could be very amusing about her old hockey teacher.
So why didn't you say yes?
I can't really, can I?
Well, why not?
She suggested I went for a week.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
There's always so much to do here. Meeting Ben and Josh from the bus, giving Daniel his tea sometimes.
Well, I can do all that.
Yes, but
it'll do the children good to remember you have a life of your own, Jill.
But it's not just that.
No?
Well, I don't like leaving you on your own for such a long time.
Why not?
The house doesn't run itself, you know.
I can quite easily look after it for a week.
A day or two, perhaps, Phil. But there's the hoovering, the ironing, remembering recycling day.
Yeah, well, that's easy enough.
Shopping, cooking. The window cleaner all but you, and he needs paying.
Jill, I was managing perfectly well on my own when I first met you, wasn't I?
After a fashion.
Oh, that's not fair. I was a dab hand in the kitchen.
You weren't so interested in cleaning, though.
Well, the house wasn't that untidy.
Timus was so clever picking up the post, I hoped he'd be the first dog to learn to use a vacuum cleaner.
I can assure you I won't have any trouble keeping this place in order.
You really think I should go?
After what you've just said, I should be very offended if you don't.
I suppose if I fill the freezer and got right up to date with the washing and ironing.
Jill, phone Diana now. Tell her your house-trained husband is more than happy to have you out of his hair for a week.
Have a towel here when you're ready.
Oh, thanks.
Do you want me to take them back out, Oliver?
Yeah, as long as the other three are...
Yeah, they're in the yard.
Righto.
Come on, girls.
Can I,
Oh, sorry, yeah, here.
Thanks. I really am sorry. This is one of the worst parts of my job at the moment.
No, it's not your fault.
I had to do it to so many places recently.
I'll ring up when you've gone. Arrange to have them valued. And slaughtered.
Ed was pretty shaken, wasn't he?
He takes such a pride in the herd. I mean, you could see how optimistic he was when the first ones were clear.
Oh, I know.
Then to have three reactors...
You've just got to keep going, Oliver. Hope for a better result next time.
That's at least 4 more months' movement restriction. And it's not good for the milk round either. I mean, everyone talking about TB in the herd.
I think most people realise it's not down to individual farmers. There's a national problem.
So why aren't we doing more about it, hmm? Sorry. Here, let me take the towel.
Thanks. It's a question of finding what works.
Well, I simply don't understand why DEFRA don't take more notice of the mineral theory.
There's no real evidence to back it up. It's only one man's experience.
You don't find evidence if you don't go looking for it.
Oh, but there are so many theories around.
Alistair, we know TB in humans is associated with poverty, don't we?
Yes, overcrowding.
And poor nutrition. So why shouldn't the same be true for the bovine form?
It's certainly worth asking the question.
Well, I think so.
But it's the link with badger health that I'm not convinced by.
But what have we got to lose by testing the theory?
Well,
we've got to do something. I don't know how much longer I can stand this. Watching you go through the herd, picking up perfectly good milkers to be slaughtered.
I know. It's awful for you.
It's a criminal waste. And it's not just me. Poor Ed looked like he'd been kicked in the guts.
Yes.
His job, Mike's job, Jazz's, they all depend on the herd. And there are thousands more in the same boat all over the country.
I know, the industry's taking a real hit.
We're starting to lose hope, Alistair. What's the point of fighting the disease when it just comes back and back again? Sometimes all I want to do is sell up and get the hell out.
Yeah, before you go to the golf club, Jenny, there it is. A future of Home Farm officially signed off.
Oh, is that why you were looking for Adam earlier?
Yeah, as soon as the contract came back from Debbie, I wanted his name on it.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Well, before anyone can change their mind.
When do the new arrangements start?
Well, to all intents and purposes, as of now. Adam manages livestock and fruit, Debbie the arable. And they both have a full share in the profits.
Oh, they'll be so pleased, Brian.
All settled. Without any need for drastic action.
Oh, you managed it very well, darling, in the end. And before you know it, you'll be wondering why it took so long to hand over responsibility.
Possibly.
We'll celebrate properly this evening. Adam can bring Ian over. Well, Alice should be back by 8.
Is she at Grey Gables or the drugs place this afternoon?
Oh, she's at Grey Gables. Oh, she did remember to ask about the car, did she?
Oh, yes. Well, she waltzes off for the Range Rover next Friday. She's very kindly offered me the use of her runaround.
That's nice of her.
So I can drive round in my very own Babe on Board sticker.
She'd never get all the sports gear to Bristol otherwise.
Oh, is that where it's being shipped from?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if it keeps her out of the clutches of that Hungarian boy for a day.
Oh, what's wrong with Doyosh?
He's too good looking. He's trouble.
Well, there's nothing serious going on between them. And if it helps her get over a disappointment...
Yeah, she had her heart set on Cramwell, didn't she?
And that's why she's throwing herself so hard into everything else now. Ah, oh, she doesn't want to think about it.
Well, let's make tonight special, then. Champagne by the pool.
Oh, look, I better be off.
I need to get up to the Hinds.
Oh, before you do, there was a phone message from Tony when I got her, and he wants you to ring back.
What about?
Well, it was actually rather garbled. Something to do with their tenancy.
Oh, well, he'll be grumbling about the rent again.
Well, he didn't sound very happy.
I'm sure it'll keep till I get back. Jenny, excuse me, I thought you were meeting Lillian for lunch.
Yes, I am.
What are the trainers for?
Oh, they're not trainers. They're sports slip-ons.
Good for the digestion.
No. Well, for some reason, Lillian's decided she wants a walk first.
Hello, Pat.
Have I caught you at a bad time?
No.
Still flame weeding?
Well, I'm near the end of a row. Let me just... Well, that's better.
I've just sent it off.
But the tenancy agreement?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. The TFA might get it tomorrow.
Mm, I'll after the bank holidays, more likely.
Well, the sooner they can tell if it comes under the 86 Act or not, the better.
Any advice is welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have you managed to get hold of Brian yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, come on. It's time he got a rocket for not warning us.
Well, I've been trying to get through all morning. I'm only getting voicemail at home and his mobile switched off.
Remember your left shoulder, Puscat?
What about it?
Get it behind the ball.
Oh, what? You mean like this?
Yeah, better, better.
You know, she's not going to like it.
Just concentrate on your drive.
I told her I wanted to go for a walk.
Well, it is a walk, interrupted by 9 holes of golf.
I was going to tell her the truth, and then I thought if I do, she'll refuse. She hasn't played for years.
Well, what better time to take it up again? Get careful. You'll get in trouble if you keep swaying your hips.
The story of my lifetime.
There! You hit it!
Well, it hasn't gone very far.
I bet in the last time.
Oh, not much. I'm so rusty.
Yeah, maybe you should only play 6 holes with Jennifer.
She'll probably say no when she gets here.
Why? It's a beautiful sunny day. Her baby sister has decided to renew her interest in golf.
Only so I can spend more time with you, Matt.
But is feeling a little short of confidence.
Because I'm hopeless.
All the more reason for Jennifer to agree to help. Well, since I had to cancel my own round, it'd be a shame if you two can't use it.
You know, I should never have listened to you.
Come on, let's tee up another one.
But what about the one I just hit?
That's a practice area. We pay people to pick them up.
Oh, it is a pity Andrew cried off.
I'll play him some other time. I did think about asking Oliver to fill in when I saw him at Grey Gables last night.
Oh, does he play golf?
Yeah. But he had a face like a slap backside. Bad news with his cows.
Oh?
Yeah, TB. 3 more reactors, he said. Come on, address the ball.
Well, it's Tony I'm feeling sorry for.
Oh, Lillian, you know it's nothing personal.
Does Borchester Land really need another new property?
You know, game, if you're not going forward, you're sleeping mate.
But he's so worried.
Shh.
Lillian?
We don't want to spoil the afternoon talking business. Hi there, Jennifer.
Oh, Matt. Well, I thought you'd be in the clubhouse, Lillian.
Well, we asked Lee to look out for you.
Well, he said you're out here. What on earth are you doing?
Matt's had rather a good idea.
Oh, which is?
I want you to join a conspiracy, Jennifer.
Oh. Conspiracy?
Yeah, one designed to prove to Lillian she's a perfectly good golfer. Followed by an excellent lunch in the clubhouse, all at my expense.
Will sandwiches be enough?
Yeah, that's plenty.
The tea will be brewed in a minute.
A quick refueling and then I'm off out again.
How far have you got with the carrots?
Oh, about halfway through. Here, what are all my car manuals doing out?
Oh, Tom left them there.
What was he doing with them?
Emptying the little cupboard.
Oh, that's gone now, is it?
Well, I said he could have it. We don't use it for anything.
Except my manuals.
Yeah, well, most of the cars you got rid of years ago.
They might still come in useful one day.
Brenda says they've hardly got anywhere to store things at number one.
All right, OK.
Look, don't worry. I'll find somewhere for your books.
Yeah. Must give the MG a once over tomorrow. Time I took it out again.
Ah, do you good to go for a spin.
Well, that's another thing. If we do have strangers living in the packhouse...
We won't.
What happens to farm security?
Well, that's a good point.
Suppose they have parties, and someone thinks it's a laugh to look round the farm, to try out the cars and machinery.
There you are.
Oh, we need eyes in the back of our heads.
We're not going to let that happen.
Mm, quite right, we're not.
Oh, is that enough milk?
Mm. Oh, yes, thanks.
Well, I think Brenda was feeling quite guilty.
Mm.
Well, when they picked the cupboard up.
Oh.
She said she'd only managed to scrounge one small bookcase from Willow Farm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't suppose there'll be much spare furniture when the house is divided.
No.
Everything will have to be duplicated. Roy and Haley in their part, Mike in his.
Oh, blast.
What?
I told Mike I'd try to help him this afternoon.
Doing what?
Well, he's making a start in the Millennium Wood.
Oh, the picnic area.
Yeah, he wants to do some clearing and levelling. I said I'd give him a hand if I finished the carrots in time.
Well, won't you be able to?
No, he'll have to do it himself, I'm afraid. It's not just the flame weeding. It's the pack house. There's a job that simply won't wait any longer.
They really are staring, Matt.
What? Where? No, you can't tell at this distance.
Well, I'm sure one of them shouted at us to hurry up.
All right. We'll let them play through with the next tee. Now, come on, let's get these putts hold. Come on, Jennifer. You first.
I know.
Ah, there. See? See how she hasn't quite got the face square?
Matt!
Sorry.
You ought to listen to him, Jenny. He's very good at spotting other people's mistakes.
Yes, so I've noticed.
Go on, Jennifer. I'm staying stum.
You know, you're right. She does hold it crooked.
Oh!
Oh, dear. You've gone further past than you were before.
Oh, that was your fault, Lillian. Oh,
tell you what, why not give Lillian the hole? It might save some time, eh?
Oh, well, yeah. All right.
Well, if we're not counting strokes, that's three holes each, then.
See, I told you, you're very well matched.
Oh, I don't know about you, Jenny, but I've worked up quite an appetite.
Yeah, put your putter back in there, Puss.
And since we're not going very fast, what about making the next hole the decider?
Actually... Lies, you were actually coming round with us, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Only to boost Lillian's confidence. Where's your ball, Puss?
Oh, haven't I picked it up?
Well, it's very considerate of you. It can't be easy playing hooky all afternoon.
Oh, look, we better give them a wave. Hey, let them know we finished.
Not when you've so many business interests to keep an eye on.
No, you're quite right. There's plenty I could be doing instead of being out here.
There you are. Tiger.
But I am deliberately taking a moment to appreciate how lucky I am.
Oh?
Yep. Work-wise, things are good. Private life, excellent. I'm having lunch with two gorgeous ladies.
Oh, he's so shameless.
Life is not always about making money, you know, Jennifer. Sometimes, you know, you just have to stop and smell the roses.
All right, Tony.
I'd almost given up on you.
Have you got some plastic to drop off?
What?
We're the collecting site this week.
I haven't gone to drop off plastics.
No?
I've been trying to ring you all morning.
Ah, I was watching one of the Hines carve. I had to have my mobile off.
Oh, it doesn't matter now you're here.
Jenny said there was a problem with the rent or something.
No.
Well, you left a message about the tenants.
Oh, it's not the rent that's worrying us. It's the pack house.
Sorry?
Oh, don't play the innocent with me, Brian, because it won't wash.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
Oh, like hell you don't.
No, really.
You're still on the board, aren't you? Of Borchester Land?
Yes.
Well, then, you should be ashamed of yourself for not letting me and Pat know what was going on.
Tony, this would be a great deal simpler if you just tell me what you're talking about.
You honestly don't know about the planning application?
What?
To convert our pack house?
No, what's happening with it?
Your lot want to take it off us and turn it into a four-bedroom house.
Who said that?
We got a letter from the council. There's going to be a wall right round. We'll lose part of our yard.
Well, this is the first time I've heard of it.
Well, I don't see how that's possible.
I promise you it is.
Well, doesn't the board do anything for its money? Don't you discuss these things?
Well, I don't think this has ever come up. It'll be Matt's idea.
Oh, yeah. We worked that out. Pat's had him shedding crocodile tears. He's only doing it out of professional duty.
Well, he hasn't said anything to me about it.
Well, perhaps you should say something to him. Tell him what a stupid idea it is.
Yes, I will.
When?
Well, I'm up to my eyes at the moment. But I will do it the first available opportunity.
You better had, Brian.
I've said I'll see him.
It'd do untold damage to our business.
Well, I can see that.
Borchester Land are wasting their time even considering it. If you don't drop it, Pat and I'll do everything in our power to make sure it never happens.
Archers was written by Adrian Flynn. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.